Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood, and it's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. The Apostle Paul has sent Timothy on a ministry of church revitalization. Back to the Church of Ephesus. Now, the Church of Ephesus was a dear church to him. It was one that he had spent more time than any other. He had spent 3 years there. And when he left, he had given a charge to the elders at Ephesus. You can find that in chapter 20 of the book of Acts, verses 17 to verse 34. And in it, he warned them that among themselves and the elders would come false teachers and false leaders. False teachers who twisted the scripture and false leaders who would lead the disciples not to Jesus, but would lead them astray to themselves. And it seems as if the elders did not do a good job of shepherding after the Apostle Paul left, because now the church is in trouble. It's got false leaders and false teachers. So the Apostle Paul has sent Timothy there, and we saw yesterday that he had given him a charge. And that charge was to address the false teachers, because they had false teachers. And he reminds him, listen, true teachers are those who minister the word of God, and the word of God by the Spirit of God produces that fruit of the Spirit, love, and it ministers to a good heart, a sincere conscience, and a true faith. That's what it actually produces. And then he shows him what the marks of a false teacher would be in 1 Timothy, and then he tells him to remove the false teachers and train and institute the true teachers. And he's charged him with this ministry of church revitalization. But having spoke to the issue of the ministry of the word, the teaching and preaching of the word, he now gets to the number one priority in a church that is going back to church vitality and health. And that's this in chapter 2, verse 1. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. Now, this is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, the man who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. And for this reason, I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I'm telling the truth. I am not lying. A teacher of the Gentiles, in faith and in truth. Now, there's a lot of things that are here. First of all, is the priority of intercessory prayer in the life. First of all, you got to make a priority of prayer. You remember the early church said we must not neglect prayer and the word. So prayer and the word are absolutely crucial in the life of a congregation. And then as he tells him to do that, he says your intercessory prayer reflects the heart of God, who desires all kinds of men to be saved. So you bring all kinds of prayers, supplications, you make intercessions, thanksgivings, and you make praise, and you make petitions to the Lord. And when you do that, don't forget kings and those who are in authority over us. You pray for those who are in positions of authority in the state. And then he tells us that this is good and acceptable in the sight of God. And you know that it's good to pray for all kinds of people with all kinds of prayers that are faithful to the word of God and that are addressing the needs of the day. And you know that that's proper because God desires all kinds of people to be saved. And because he desires all kinds of people to be saved, there is only one Savior, because there is only one mediator between God and man, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. So the Apostle Paul focuses us upon the intercessory prayer life that is built on the heart of God, who has given his Son to say that his Son might be the Savior of all kinds of people. And his Son came into this world at just the right time. At the right time, the testimony of Christ was given to us. And then the Apostle Paul says, let me just tell you, Timothy, this is why I'm a preacher, and this is why I'm an apostle. I exist to serve the Lord, and I exist to serve the Lord with one mission and one message, and that is to exalt Jesus Christ to all kinds of people, that all kinds of people will be saved, and to intercede for all kinds of people with faithfulness before the Lord. And that ought to be reflected throughout the body of Christ, true teachers, and the persistent presence of intercessory prayer, reflecting the heart of God who gave his Son to save all kinds of people. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.